Right, well, I've got another story from the animal world. Well, from the natural world. And my favourite place of all, of course, the oceans. And the fact that scientists have taken steps towards solving what's been a 30-year oceanographic puzzle. And that's because they've discovered that microscopic algae living in mid-ocean areas must be getting essential nutrients from as deep down as 250 metres beneath the waves. But exactly how they're doing it remains something of a tantalising mystery. The study was published in Nature this week, led by Ken Johnson from the Monterey Bay Aquarium Research Institute in the States, and they've provided some answers to the important question of how algae manage to flourish in areas of clear blue ocean where there's virtually no nutrients at the surface. They went out and sent a robotic drifter called an apex float into the waters off Hawaii, not a bad place to be working, and for 2 years it automatically bobbed up and down in the water column between the surface and 1,000 metres down, measuring oxygen and nitrate levels as it went. Now, they found that between January and October of each year, concentrations of oxygen in the upper 100 metres gradually increased, but at the same time, concentrations of nitrate in the deeper waters between 100 and 250 metres decreased. Now, this suggests that what's going on is that the algae in the shallow water, where there's lots of sunlight for photosynthesis to go on, for them to produce oxygen, but that somehow they're grabbing nutrients from deeper, darker waters. But how they do this is something that we don't yet know. Johnson and the team suggest that there could be dormant microalgae living in the deeper waters, and that they're occasionally stirred up into shallower waters by swirling eddy currents. They could maybe reach around 70 metres, and then from there they'd mop up some of the nutrients that are down there and perhaps carry on their way towards the sunlit shallows under their own steam, because algae can actually swim. They've got little flagella and little hairs that they can use to swim with, and they can control their own buoyancy.
So by stirring them up in that way, you sort of bring them up plus a dose of food for them, and so they arrive in this warmer water with the food so they can then flourish because of sunlight there.
Absolutely, that's the key thing. It's nutrients and sunlight together that they need to be able to flourish. And this is all very important because these mid-ocean algae are important part of the carbon cycle. They're fixing a fifth of the carbon dioxide uptake of all the plants and algae for the whole planet. So it's playing a really important role in global climate, so we really need to understand what's going on.
Indeed, especially as you say, with interest being focused as it is on the climate side of things, understanding how something like the ocean, which has such a huge role to play in soaking up CO2, actually works, is pretty important, isn't it?
Absolutely, completely. Quite on.
Helen, thanks.